Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Tuesday, December 23rd, 2025. 12:23:25, Christmas Eve Eve, 15 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Radio time. Hope you're having a great Christmas Eve Eve. Now, as I was pulling up to the studio this morning, we had one of our devoted listeners who was in the parking lot this morning and walked up to me and handed me a box, which I've been kind of behind this morning. I have not had a chance to open up this box. Now, on the top of the box here, it says, let me try to tilt this box. A little bit of a heavy box here. It says, Scott Spears and the crew at WGH enjoy from a listener and fact checker. Well, you know what? We need many fact checkers around here. I'll tell you that. Now, it's a box, and there are a few boxes in. Let me pull one of these boxes out of here. Smaller boxes on the inside. And let me see if I can get this open here. Let me see. Okay. Well, these are nice, tightly packed boxes. Okay. Let me see if I can pull this thing open here. You know, 'tis the holiday season, as it were. By the way, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. It looks like there's something. Okay, I got a hold of a handle here. Okay, I got it open. Oh, isn't that great? That is great. All right, here's what I have. Now, if this is not a thoughtful Christmas gift, I don't know what is. This is a very nice, very, very nice mug. You know, a coffee mug. Like you would see anywhere, very well made, kind of heavy here. Porcelain coffee mug, and it says, Love Your Talk Radio, and the O in your has a microphone in it. Isn't that great? That's wonderful. Well, thank you to the person who delivered those this morning. That is terrific. All right, well, now we've got swag here at the station. Love Your Talk Radio mugs. Well, I'll tell you, if we do have the eggnog and the moonshine tomorrow, I might just drink it right out of a Love Your Talk Radio mug. No, see, now these, I don't know if you would drink out of these. Now, these seem like something that you would keep as a memento of the station work here. Love Your Talk Radio mugs. I love it. That's a great gift. Thank you so much for that. That's wonderful. And it's in color. The word love is in red. Love Your Talk Radio. And I love the old-fashioned microphone that's in the O for your. Well, I'll tell you what. Now we're in business here. You know, I'm just going to set this on the desk, even though I don't have anything in it, you know, like an old talk show host would do. You just have the old mug sitting there. This is a great prop now for pictures and television. Love Your Talk Radio mug. How about that? That is terrific. See, this can only happen at Christmas time. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What a great, thoughtful gift. You know, and there you go. And by the way, this person, when they handed me this, said I was going to get you gift cards. But, see, this is better than a gift card. This is custom. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Oh, I'm being told to drink out of them now. Gather around the table and drink it up. Well, you know, maybe we will tomorrow. Have to dump some, drink the eggnog and the moonshine right out of that tomorrow. The Love Your Talk Radio mug. You know, I bet people would love these. They're fantastic. That's great. Thank you. That's great. 740-383-9944. You know, now this is something that I did not have, that I did not know I wanted, but I definitely want now that I have it. That's Christmas. 740-383-9944. You know, that microphone is really something. That's an old... I'm trying to remember what they call those old microphones. There's a special name for them. And I cannot... I tell you, I can't remember anything this morning. I can't remember the... Does anybody remember the restaurant that used to be next to Perkins on Route 95? It was something... what? The drive-in, maybe? Something about a drive-in? I'm telling you, the brain is not here this morning. But I know Martha Dowse's sister, Grace, who was her older sister, Plaza Inn Drive-Thru, or Drive-In, Plaza Drive-In, was that it? Does that sound familiar to anybody, the Plaza Drive-In, Drive-Thru, something? I think that might have been it. Plaza, who knows? If anybody knows, let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It would be on the property that now houses what was Del Taco. And apparently that conversation got off the tracks earlier this morning. I was saying Del Taco. Somebody was saying Plain Taco. I don't know what happened there. But as far as I can tell, Del Taco is no more here in Marion. So no more. They had cheap tacos there. 75% tacos? Or 75 cent %. 75 cent tacos, something like that. They had it all there at Del Taco, but couldn't keep the doors open. Well, last night's city council meeting, last one of the year, no funding for downtown Marion, put in the budget. You know, and there was a moment last night, I forgot about this, there was a moment last night during that meeting in which Jason Schauber asked about the Enterprise Fund, which, you know, there are two funds for the city. One is the General Fund, and one is the Enterprise Fund. And they're talking about how the General Fund is now balanced, and he said the Enterprise Fund is not balanced, and nobody seemed to object to that. So apparently it is not balanced to our knowledge. I don't know, you know, he asked the question and there was just dead silence from every other council member and the mayor and the budget director and the auditor. Nobody said anything. Now, if the Enterprise Fund, which is one of the funds that is supposed to be self-sustaining, is actually, you know, $5 million in the hole, that all goes into the budget. So the city is not passing a balanced budget if that fund is in the hole. And is anybody talking about that? And then there's some kind of payment plan going on because the city owes $9 million, apparently, in things they have not paid. I'll tell you, it's a mess. It's a mess in Marion City right now, unfortunately. I don't know. The auditor of the state, I guess we're just going to wait until April the 1st. We'll see if they accept our plan. I think our plan has to be turned in the day after Christmas. And then we'll see if they accept that. And if they don't accept that, it was said last night by Twyla Lang, there's a real possibility the state could come over and come in here and take over the city. So I don't know. I there's just a mess of things going on in this city right now financially. And I hate to talk about this on Christmas Eve, but especially as I look at my new Love Your Talk Radio mug here. But it's just unfortunate. It's unfortunate that this has happened. So here we are. If anybody has anything to say, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I kind of felt bad last night for the people in downtown Marion. You know, they showed up last night. They read some letters. They were really trying to get their funding back. They said they would be out of money by March, I think they said, if they're not able to get some kind of funding. You know, I just don't know. it's going to be a rough year for Marion financially. And where will it all end? I don't know. But if anybody's got anything to say, feel free to buzz in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, as I look at all of our holiday regalia in the studio right now, I look at all the holiday regalia, and now I look at it through the lens of the Love Your Talk Radio mug. Wouldn't you like to have one of these in your home? I'm sure every Marion resident would love to have a Love Your Talk Radio mug in their home. Because, you know, talk radio is the key. It's the fulcrum for all good things in society. I like having a conversation here every morning. You know, sometimes we agree on what's going on. Sometimes we don't agree. Sometimes we just get the news out. It's good. It's good. And I'm glad that it continues here in Marion in some form or fashion. So again, the phone lines are open 25 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I guess I'm just the type here this week is remember when. I remember the Idaho potato guy that worked in what was it about the pulpwood and stuff like that?
Yes.
You had a great desire, you and him talking together when you first started, but it kind of fell through. Are you still talking to him? And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you didn't fall through. Maybe I used those terms kind of a little roughly there. But didn't you get a microphone from him or something that you really adored?
I did. I did. And actually, he moved to Washington. And Washington State, we got a Christmas card from him this year with his new family. I think he's dating the girl on the card. I can't say for sure, but I would guess that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
So we got a Christmas card from him. Calvin is his name. And
yeah.
He does some stuff with Adam on his show. So
that's what I thought
yeah.
The connection was. And when he got with Adam, he kind of cut the circulation off with you. Is that correct in my mind?
Well, he hasn't called in a while, but we still talk.
Yeah, I just said kind of. That
yeah.
Leaves a lot of open space,
yeah.
Scott, but yeah, kind of, right?
Well, I think he gets all his opinions out on Adam's show now. He doesn't...
Okay. I'll go back to Adam's show. See, I don't listen to Adam because, I did, but Adam isn't free with his show like Scott Spears is because he don't have call-ins, and then he changed to someone else or something there, and he still don't have call-ins. But yeah, I always like that. You can jab Adam pretty good, and Adam can jab you back pretty good, and it was kind of fun talking to Adam. He's a good guy, you know, in my book, just being hearing him on the radio, but does a wonderful job on the obits. Everybody looks forward. I don't know why, if that might be a crazy saying coming from me that, well, we're all going to die sometime, but that's the only place you can hear if somebody died or something like that. You say, my God, I didn't know that. The family didn't even, I didn't hear nothing in the paper and all that. It's just Adam works out. But am I correct? He don't have call-ins on either show that he operated from there, right?
No. It's because Adam really doesn't come to this. Adam, of course, has never lived in Marion, and
yeah.
He does not come to the studio really to do his show anymore,
right.
Which I think is the reason. I don't know if he can rig up something where he could take a phone call. So if he's listening out there this morning, maybe he can work something out in the new year where he can take phone calls.
Well, I think everybody likes to him, and I'll just say it right now. If you're listening, Adam, well, my wife and I, Carol, wish you happy holidays and the future of your other show going on. And something like he can do anything is about like you, Scott Spears, with all the devices you got. You don't know whether he's here or in Timbuktu. Now, did you, that's an old saying, and I'm an old guy, but did you ever know where Timbuktu was?
You know, I don't know where that is. I thought it was somewhere outside of Waco, Texas.
But you just said to I call him et cetera, et cetera. I get a big kick out of that. I think he did too, if we really knew the truth. But he said some word, and you said, "Are you referring to what?" But he used some of the different language like that.
Hey,
but now, it comes from all around, you know. But
yeah. Well, now that we're here in the holiday season, now do you say poinsettia or poinsettia?
Well, I never looked at the spelling. There's a lot of words and stuff that I don't pronounce. If I would have looked at the words and was familiar and see the words quite, you can see that with the lettering and stuff and the syllables in there, you can bring out the thing. Some words you can, Scott, you know that, and some you're really fooled on. It is no way like the letters say, you know?
Well, honestly, I've had this discussion with people over the years, and it wasn't until this year that I actually pulled usually poinsettias do not have those tags in them, but this year, for some reason, they did, and I pulled the tag out, and it is an IA on the end, which would be poinsettia and not poinsettia.
Right. Yeah.
So even the florist.
The word you and I'm amazed with the announcer, just like yourself, Adam and all. They can pronounce those words and everything. People's name. Adam had a little bit of trouble. Well, maybe he did not. Maybe it's Teddy that had the trouble of the 84 years that I've existed in Marion. That some of the streets, he says. That isn't the way we pronounce them. Like Merkel and M-E-R-K-E-L was on when I was growing up, and then they changed the signs, Merkel and Sheridan Road. They changed them, and it was instead of the L-E, it was E-L. And sometimes some of those letterings and stuff, I did not know until I listened. I think maybe it was on your show or something that the lettering was different, and the street numbers on the houses. Do you remember anything said about that?
Yes, I do. I know what you're talking about. You know, Terry used to live on Merkel.
Who did?
Terry Tackett.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Well, I don't know when he lived there. Tackett, I don't know what end he lived on. Unkeper started it, then it comes down, and then kind of veered off down into around back of Ellison Junior High School. But he must not have lived there very long.
No, I think they ran him out of the neighborhood.
could he run fast? Is that it? Because myself and a couple other guys, we kind of run that end of town for a while.
Well, he's
like a mafia. After the big boys left and got out of school and graduated and went on about their thing, getting married, and the new breed come in, see, and there was a couple of us. We've had, we spread our territory a little bit. They had to pay their dues to us and before they could do anything. That was like the mafia did, right? Remember?
Well, that's such as, and I don't think that he could run very, I've never seen him run very fast, but.
Oh, well, then he must have been, he might have been a slugger. Maybe we didn't touch him, you know. And,
well,
I don't know how much older Terry is. Than I.
You know, I'm not, Terry is how old is Terry? Terry is, I think he's in his 50s. 50s?
Okay, yeah. Well, we got a son that's 62, so that's,
you know why I heard they ran him out of the neighborhood? He pronounced poinsettia wrong.
Yeah, poinsettia is the way I always done it, and when we had our home away from home, the cabin we built down in southern Ohio in Meigs County, right across the street was a huge greenhouse. The guy moved there and built a big one up there on the hill. I mean, big one. And I got to be some of the best friend I ever had. And he raised those poinsettia. And, oh, man, I mean, Scott, they were huge things. And I think back there, they was like $7. What was, you got a poinsettia a while back. Was it just like a little small one, or medium size, or maybe when you go to church, the altar is just plastered with huge, big poinsettia?
It was probably a medium size, I would say.
So, I mean, what are the price range today? Like, I got mine down there from him for $7, but I mean, man, that was a buy. But Was it up $15 or something for just a small one?
You know what? I think you're right. I think it was $14.99 if I remember right.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait. I got to ask you. Abby was out there listening this morning to our conversation about Del Taco, and now did you say plain taco when I was saying Taco Bell? Because she was confused on this.
Oh, Taco Bell. I know the bell ringer down here on Delaware Avenue. Yeah, I know. And the other one, I never cared for going in there. It seemed like it was just stagnant. There'd be a while before they answered the board, and sometime the board got knocked, or the when you placed your order, it got knocked down once or twice, and the curb in there, man, I rubbed my tires when I went around that thing, and then when I get up there, it just seemed like the warmth of someone serving you just wasn't available in the clientele there, in my opinion.
Well, I think you're right. Now, what she was saying was she thought that when we were talking about the other restaurant, Taco Bell, I said Taco Bell, and you called it plain taco. But I missed that.
Oh, the plain taco. I'm probably referring to Taco Bell, and the other one is just... I don't know. How the heck did I do that? But
I missed the whole thing, I guess.
Taco Bell is the big boy, and then I was going to call you back immediately there and say, hey, that one there was beside the mausoleum. That's wasn't the one exactly what we're talking about, correct?
Right. That's Del Taco, yes.
Okay. Well, what happened to that? We don't know. Nobody knows. We don't say anything. Is that the same thing that happened to the burger? What the heck the name of it? Dad got it now. It just went out. I've blown my bazoo and...
White Castle?
White Castle, yeah.
Yes.
The White Castle. My goodness gracious. I had friends. I should stop there and get a White Castle. And they said, you get no White Castle Jollof in my car. And I said, well, stop there and let me get one, and I'll eat the damn thing outside your car. How's that? And then we'll continue down the road, okay? And so, boy, some people did not want that in their car, the smell of it. But it never bothered me. That was one of my favorite ones, that sandwich. And with the onion on it also. That was a big thing.
Yeah, I was not a fan of the White Castles, but people said for years they wanted one here, and it just could not sustain itself, unfortunately.
Well, that's what we got, and why did we ever want this other type here when we had a couple of Taco Bells, or did they just elbow in, you know, and say, hey, we're going to outrun run these other ones out of town, but it didn't transpire that way? Is that... way you think it maybe happened.
I would think so, because they weren't open very long, maybe 2 or 3 years, not very long at all.
Oh, I didn't like their entranceway, I didn't like their curvature in where you ordered, and that really ticks me off, some of these places being built. Some of these so-called, it isn't the contractor just does the building, but the designer or the engineering, they better get things straightened up some on this engineering stuff, because it don't agree with me. I'd have to go on the committee board and change a few things around. They try to squeeze a big castle, not a White Castle, but a big castle into a little playground, you know what I mean?
Well, I kind of think, and it's still open, and we talked about it a lot on this station, but I think they did that with Dunkin'. I mean, I'm glad they're operating, and I'm glad it's good, but that's a small area to try to get in and out of.
Oh, that's a good one to bring up. Yeah, I went there a couple times. That didn't agree to me. Like Dunkin' Donuts and, you know, the Word and everything, and all the donut shops we had. I think down there on the one that your buddy had, the Trump Cookies, I think he's about the all-around individual, just the guy's name, Andrew's Pastry, is about the best donut I've had around here for a long time. And I don't know about the one you got down there at Columbus for your... party there, how that was, but how would you judge the pastry from the ones you got down in Columbus?
They're very good, but Andrew's is very good as well. It's hard to make a distinction. Homemade donuts are very good.
Yeah, they was all around pretty good, yeah. Well, I'll get off of here, and maybe I'll chime back in if it isn't going very good. Thank you, Scott. Yeah,
thank you. Bye-bye. All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Am I right about the place that used to be where Del Taco was, the other restaurant that was there many years ago? Was it Plaza Inn? Plaza... I'm pretty sure that's the restaurant that Martha Douse's sister owned, if I'm right. Let's hope that I'm right about that. Right about something here today. Go ahead, caller.
Scott.
Yes.
Just to validate your pronunciation,
oh, thank
listen
goodness.
To this. Well?
Poinsettia.
Oh, there we go.
Poinsettia.
Poinsettia.
That's right. P-O-Y-N-S-E-T-E-U-H.
So now
and
this...
Boys and girls, we call that... Well, come on.
Poinsettia.
Now,
yes, that's what we call it.
Now, this is from is this a what device is that?
I just Googled poinsettia.
Poinsettia. Now, listen, I want you to hang on the line here for a second because we're sharing some Christmas memories here. Now, this argument about poinsettia, poinsettia, ponset. This started 2019 at Christmas time with the late Charlie Evers and myself. Now, this is the actual, I can't believe I have this clip ready to go. We're actually a prepared show this morning. This
wow.
is the, I know, this is the conversation we had from 2019. And listen to this, and then we'll come back and talk about poinsettia in a second. Here's the clip. Let's see.
So nobody knows if it's poinsettia or poinsettia?
No, give us a call, 740-383-9944. Is it ponset, poinsettia?
Well, that really got in with you with Madge, didn't it? You guys didn't see eyeball to eyeball on that one.
Like I say, Madge never pronounced it right.
How do you? She's dead. She can't defend herself.
I know.
But Charlie cuts me up. The woman's been dead for 10 years, Charlie.
If people want to distinguish themselves, they'll call it ponset or... You know, something like
oh,
that.
Oh, so you're saying she was doing it for hoity-toity reasons?
Oh, yes. Hoity-toity.
No. Madge wasn't hoity-toity.
Yes, she was. She was high in the you know, social circles.
Now, I'm not the kind of guy to say I told you so, but wherever Charlie and Madge are today, Charlie said poinsettia, Madge said ponset, I said poinsettia, I've been validated today.
Poinsettia.
There we go. So after all these years, it finally comes. Poinsettia.
Yes, and for Ted Jolliffe, I'm calling in from London, and I'll be taking a flight here shortly to get back and maybe bring some eggnog and spirits tomorrow.
That sounds good. Hey, thank you.
We're better tomorrow.
Poinsettia. After all these years of the mispronunciation of poinsettia on this program, ponset, poinsettia, whatever it may be, today we're finally vindicated with poinsettia. How about that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 43 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. And I'm telling you, tomorrow morning, you don't want to miss it. It's our big Christmas Eve show, and it sounds like a lot of stuff could happen tomorrow morning on the big Christmas Eve show. You're not going to want to miss. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, the Plaza Inn, that's in Mount Victory.
Well, what was the place that used to be? Martha Douse's sister Grace ran it. It's where Del Taco is. What was that called?
I can't remember.
It was something like inn or cafe or something.
It was in the building that Radio Shack and
U.S. Gold
plates and stuff was. It was,
you know, within that building right there.
So how do you feel that after all these years, you know, that clip we just heard was 6 years ago with Charlie and Madge, that finally I've been vindicated. Poinsettia is the right way to pronounce it.
Well, I just think it's comical that you want to be praised for it.
Well, no, I don't want to be praised.
You
just
remind me so much of another guy that I see on TV a lot.
Now, listen.
You need the Nobel Peace Prize.
No,
too.
Listen. No. I'm just saying that.
A low blow, ain't it?
It was a blow somewhere. No, I'm just saying, at this holiday time, this argument had been going on for 6 years. And I feel now I've been vindicated in that I have the correct pronunciation.
There's so many different punctuation of some words, it's ridiculous. And sometimes what the word actually sounds out is not what, you know, like a town or something like that, is not what the locals, you know, call it.
No, and if somebody wants to call it poinsettia or poinsettia or a ponset, that's fine by me. You can call it whatever you want. I'm just saying that the correct pronunciation, which is what I was going for, is poinsettia.
You must learn that in college.
Well, I don't remember if it was college or not, but I do know. How about these Love Your Talk Radio mugs that we got here?
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Yes. Well, they are interesting. They came as a Christmas gift from one of our listeners out there, and these are very high-quality mugs, and Love Your Talk Radio. Love is red, and the O in your has a microphone in it.
And what you said they used to call old-time microphones, what?
Well, I'm trying to remember. They used to call them something. It was, I cannot remember. A pill microphone, that's what it was. It's a pill microphone, because it looks like a pill.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's that kind of microphone. You know, like the announcers, like Gary Owens, remember him on Laugh-In? He would talk and David Letterman, they had those microphones on their desk that were old.
Yeah,
it's that kind of microphone.
Nowadays, microphones are real little. They stick them on your clothes.
Hey, I'll tell you, the Christmas Eve program tomorrow is shaping up to be something big. Possibly the eggnog and the spirits might be coming back tomorrow. There's a good chance of about three people being here who two have been here.
Plastered.
Well, I don't know about plastered, but two... Two people from radio station past might be here tomorrow. There's one person who may be showing up if they're available tomorrow. And then there is I don't want to spoil this if it doesn't happen, but there's some people who used to be on this station during the Christmas time about 10 years ago, and they're actually back in Marion this year, and they may be coming in tomorrow.
Who would that be?
Well, I don't want to say, because we haven't confirmed them yet, but I'll tell you, if you're listening...
You thought was going to call you today?
No, I don't know what happened to that person. I haven't heard from that person. Well, they may call in tomorrow, so I don't want to give that away either.
Well, you never want to tell nobody ahead of time, do you?
Well, I don't want to get... Now, let's say... Okay, here's the thing. Let's say I tell you who didn't call in today, and then they call in first thing tomorrow. You know, see, then I think I've given it away.
Nothing wrong with that.
But what if they don't call in tomorrow?
Well, nothing wrong with that either, you know.
Well, you can give me a guess. Who do you think it was?
From 10 years ago, I don't know.
Oh, no. I'm talking about the guest who was supposed to call in this morning.
Oh. And... I don't know. You have so many different genres. Wasn't no wrestling dude, was it?
No. Did you enjoy that Friday night, though, Thunderbolt Patterson?
Yeah.
Well, see, there you go. He was a wrestling guy.
Well, I'm not big into the wrestling.
Well, no, but I think the way we use them here is not really the wrestling era.
Did you invite Carrington?
No, I, well, to tomorrow?
Yeah.
No, I did not. No. She's probably busy with her family, I would think. The holidays, you know.
You should have invited her.
Well, maybe today if I get a second, I'll send her an invite tomorrow.
And Matt's going to be there, right?
Matt will not be here tomorrow. No, I don't think so.
Oh, he got work tomorrow?
I think he does have to work tomorrow. He'll be back on Friday, though, with Pastor Craig.
Well, he's going to miss the moonshine and eggnog.
I know. You know, we have not done that since, I believe the last year we did that was 2020, I think. And we did it with, I believe, Glenn Coble we did that with, if I remember right.
Did you ever ask Glenn Coble about what I was talking to you about the other day, about him saying he's Christian?
You know, no, because the only time I saw him was at the Christmas party, and we really, there were so many people here that night, I didn't have that deep of a conversation with him.
Well, if you think about it, ask him tomorrow.
What, you think he'll be here?
Glenn Coble?
Yeah.
Well, I thought you said he's coming to that party to your Christmas Eve thing.
No, he came to the Christmas party last week.
Okay, I misunderstood you.
But you never know. Who knows who will be here tomorrow morning? It's going to be an interesting morning.
And what time is it coming on?
We'll start at 8 and we'll go till noon.
11, or noon.
Noon, because we will not be doing any shows on Thursday.
But that's awful early in the day to start drinking.
Well, you got to let that burn off by the time Christmas Eve sets in.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks.
Yep.
All right, well, it could be a big day tomorrow. Like I say, I think 21. I think it was 20 was the last time we did the eggnog and the moonshine. So you never know what's going to happen on this station. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. That's why we are the Love Your Talk Radio station. Because you never know what's around the corner. And you certainly don't know what's coming tomorrow morning. That could be a real... I don't know yet. It could be something tomorrow morning. Let's put it that way. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Love your microphone.
Yes, these cups are very nice.
Check your email. I sent you an image, and it's of what kind of microphone it is.
Oh, let me see here. Is it a... Well, it's close. It's not exactly that one, but close.
Well, the thing is, these microphones were used because it had the bassier sound, and it sounded much richer. But there are various types of ribbon microphones. There are square ones. There are the pill-shaped, like what you're talking about. And Johnny Carson started originally with one similar to that RCA one that I sent you, but then they ended up with the square type ones.
Well, I think the one on this cup is one of the square type ones. It's more square than pill shaped.
See, those were a newer model. If it were really a classy mug, it would have that original shape.
Oh, no. These mugs are uptown. These mugs are classy.
Well, we shall see.
We shall see.
It all depends on how they handle the nog.
There you go. Thank you.
Better tomorrow.
All right. Well, see, all the preparations are already beginning for the big Christmas Eve celebration here on this station. It's going to be a humdinger, like I said, 53 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, I don't know the last time I've had a glass of eggnog. I might have had one last year. Matter of fact, I think on Christmas Eve last year, I might have had just some plain eggnog, if I remember right. I think that's what happened last year. You know, this is where we are in the world. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'm glad I got in under the hour about people that's going to be there tomorrow. How is the mix on that between male and female? is the male going to override the female or females, or is it going to be even Steven? Please give us that accuracy of the differential, male or female.
It would definitely be more male, but there are females.
Yeah, okay. More males, so that's more than one, and definitely would be a female, so that's more than one. So there's a party of four. Is that about what it's going
to
be?
Well, it could be more than that, because if the people who I talked to yesterday show up, I mean, we're talking quite a bunch.
Oh, so that usually when you get the moonshine, I know a couple guys that used to handle the moonshine, and they wouldn't get no gallon or nothing of it. They'd get about a quart, and then that little shot glass of it, that sets you on your heels pretty good. I've had it twice, moonshine, and the guy said, here's have it, and it was, just a small amount, maybe a shot glass, and I whipped it down, you know, and it went down smooth as silk. But all at once, buddy, when it went down and hit the bottom, it come up, and you was in a fantastic glow. I'm telling you, 180 proof, that's bad territory when that goes down in your system and gets in there. It don't take long to start mumbling and grumbling.
No, and see, that's what could happen tomorrow morning. That's why you have to listen to the Christmas Eve show. You have no idea what could happen with that.
Oh, there could be echoes off of it then.
It could be something. You might hear a show like you've never heard before.
Okay, Scott, have a great
Thanks. One. Bye-bye. All right, again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, 55 minutes after the hour here, about 5 minutes left in the broadcast. You see, that right there is a tradition. There could be a lot of traditions resurrected tomorrow, the eggnog, the moonshine, the people in the studio drinking it, possibly people from Christmas past showing up in the studio. It's a whole lot of stuff going on tomorrow during the Christmas Eve broadcast of this particular program. You will not want to miss that starting at 8:15 a.m. tomorrow morning, Christmas Eve. Can you imagine the holiday we're going to have around here tomorrow? And remember, we'll be on through noon, 8:15 to noon tomorrow, because we will not be on Thursday because of the Christmas holiday. But we will be back on Friday, and Matt will be with us Friday, and Pastor Craig will be with us Friday, who will be up here visiting people, I think his family members, for the big holiday coming up on Thursday. So there you go. If anybody's been thinking about calling in, we've got about 3 minutes left in the broadcast here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It's been a very interesting morning. It's a different morning than what I suspected it to be, but it turned out to be a great morning here on WGH Talk. And as we head into Christmas Eve, from this Christmas Eve day, the anticipation's starting to build. The anticipation's starting to build, and we will see what happens tomorrow morning, and I hope you will be with us tomorrow morning for that broadcast of fun. But again, as I've said in this broadcast, I'm so happy that we got, I got, the Christmas cards all addressed and in the envelopes and ready to go. I just got to put a stamp on them today and get them out the door. And I do want to thank our loyal listener out there who met me in the parking lot this morning with the Love Your Talk Radio mug. I'm telling you, we're in business now here. We can get it done now. We've got the customized Love Your Talk Radio mugs. How great is that? And again, I think this goes back to prove what I've always said. If you actually think about somebody, you can come up with something better than a gift card. Listen, not trying to knock the gift cards heavy here, but I think you can always come up with something better than a gift card. I think that's just the way it goes, as they say. And our guest we were supposed to have this morning, well, I just heard from them, and I'm not really sure what happened to them this morning, but we'll check in with them, and maybe they'll start the morning off tomorrow. I don't know. We'll see how this day all goes along. Let's get one call in here left with 1 minute left to go. Go ahead.
Okay, is that a plastic mug or a glass mug?
Oh, no, that's a glass mug.
Oh, the real heavy-duty guy with the handle, you can grip it and really tip it up?
All the stuff.
Oh, you can, that's fantastic. That's a good gift. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, it is one of the porcelain mugs. It is not plastic, and it has a black handle on the side. It's a white mug. And again, love is in red. Your talk radio is in black. And the O in your has the microphone in it, the classic radio television microphone. Beautiful gift here on this Christmas Eve Eve. Well, I'm starting to feel all Christmassy, and hopefully you are today as well. I got to do my last minute shopping tonight, and hopefully I'll have it done when I talk to you next, which will be tomorrow morning for the big Christmas Eve spectacular. Don't miss it. Get everything done, and I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
The place for holiday fun. For legendary newsman Hugh Downs.
'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.